The origin of the whole story of Ratha Yatra took place in Avanti Desh. Did you know that? And from the time of the first Ratha Yatra in history, the person every year that sweeps in front of Jagannath is the king of Orissa, and the king of Orissa are all descendants of the king of Avanti Desh. So the story begins in Avanti. Maharaj in Jujumana. He was longing to understand the goal of life. He was longing to know God. Although he had vast wealth, power, fame, youth, beauty, everything, he was not satisfied. Because he knew that all of these things are all empty and meaningless unless we understand who is God and what is our relationship and what is the real purpose of life. He was longing to see God. And if he couldn't see God, everything else could not touch his heart. One sadhu, Brahman, came to Avanti Desh and spoke about, King, what you desire, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is on earth in the form of Nilamadhava. And he gave some indication where he would be. So the king sent his trusted minister, Vidyapati, to search. And ultimately, on that very beautiful bluish mountain called Neelachala, on the shore of the ocean, he had the darshan of Nilamadhava. It is a long story, but I'm only speaking a few words. Vidyapati's life was to share this information with the king. So he went back to Avanti and told King Indrajumana, I have found Nilamadhava, the Supreme Lord, in the form of a deity. So King Indrajumana, he immediately left his kingdom. We will go there. And he had a procession with chariots, and Narada Muni was there. He joined him. And they went to Neelachala. But when they arrived, there had been a massive sandstorm. When they came to where the temple was, there was nothing there. Nilamadhava was gone. So King Indrajumana was so serious, he felt it must have been due to some offense, and he was ready to fast until death. But then a voice spoke that 3 logs of sacred wood will be washed up from the ocean, and you should make the deities of Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath from these. And Nilamadhava will manifest in these forms, and you should worship him here in what is today known as Jagannath Puri. So these 3 divine logs washed on the shore, and King Indrajumana found a carpenter who actually happened to be Vishwakarma, who came in disguise to carve the forms of the Lord. But he told the king that you give me a secluded place and you do not come in to check on my progress until I finish. But the king was so enthusiastic and so eager. Every day he'd listen outside the door and hear the chipping away. And he was very happy. But why is it taking so long? So days went by, week went by. And he didn't hear anything. Total silence. A whole day. Another day. What's happening? Why no progress? The king was just so eager to see the Lord. He was so worried. Maybe something happened. He opened the door. And there it appeared. There were three deities. They didn't have legs or feet. They didn't have hands. They looked very much unfinished. Then he realized that the carpenter said, if anybody comes in, then I will not continue. So the king was thinking that because of him, Nilamadava, who was going to give his darshan to the whole world, now is not going to reveal himself. The deities are unfinished. So again, he decided to fast till death for his offense. But then Narada Muni appeared, very happy, and he told the story. He said, actually, this is the Lord. This is the way he wants to appear. They are not unfinished deities. This is the Lord's Mahabhava Prakash. Then Narada told the story how in Dwaraka, the queens were always hearing Krishna talk about the gopis and the gopas of Vrindavan. When he would sleep next to his queen, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Satya, Mitravinda, Jambavati, he would be crying in separation from Radharani, Lalita, Vishaka, Nanda, Yashoda. And they were discussing amongst themselves, why Krishna, his love for the gopis is so deep. Sometimes he would even tell them that the only reason I love you is because you remind me of the gopis. So they wanted to hear the leelas of Vrindavan. But of all the ladies, it was a meeting something like this. All the ladies, all queens came together. And the only person who knew the stories was Rohini. Because Rohini was Balaram's mother, and she lived through all the leelas of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan, and she moved to Dwarka also, because she was the wife of Vasudev. So they asked Rohini, please tell us the leelas of Vrindavan. Rohini said, I can't, because as soon as I start speaking about Vrindavan leela, then Krishna and Balaram will come running here to hear. And they will go into so much ecstasy. And I will go into so much ecstasy. It will be impossible for me to continue. Now, Subhadra, who happened to be the sister of Krishna and Balaram, she said, I will guard the door. And if Krishna and Balaram come here, I will warn you so you will stop speaking Krishna Katha, Vrindavan Katha. So that was a good plan. Subhadra stood at the door, right in the middle of the doorway. But as she was hearing the wonderful leelas of Vrindavan, she became stunned like wood. And then she melted in ecstasy. She just stood there. She couldn't speak. Nothing. And meanwhile, Krishna said to Balaram, Rohini is speaking Vrindavan Leela, let's go. Because Krishna knows everything. So they came running to the site. And Krishna stood on the left side of Subhadra, Balaram on the right side, right at the doorway, but nobody saw them. They were all listening. Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra, listening to the Vrindavan Leelas, they were stunned in ecstasy, in separation from their loved ones in Vrindavan. When Rohini explained the beautiful loving affairs between Radha and Krishna, in ecstatic love, all three of them, their arms entered into their bodies, their legs entered, feet entered into their bodies. Like a tortoise withdraws limbs within shell. And they had big smiles on their faces, their eyes became dilated, and they stood like handless, legless pieces of wood. At that time, Narada Muni came from the airways, and he saw Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra in this form. He went into ecstasy. He was screaming out, "I have seen, I have seen, I have seen this Mahabhava Prakash. What darshan could be more intimate? What darshan could be more higher than this? Seeing Krishna, Balarama, and Subhadra in the ecstasies of their divine love from the residence of Vrindavan. Meditating on the loving exchanges with the gopis. I have seen." And hearing him, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra came out of their Mahabhava Prakash and they looked up at Narada Muni. And Narada Muni begged for a benediction. He said, "Let there be some place on this earth where these forms of your Mahabhava Prakash, where you're revealing the ecstasies of your love, and whoever goes to that place and whoever sees those deities, let them receive your love and your mercy." So Krishna was very pleased with Narada Muni, who's always thinking of everyone else's welfare. This is the nature of a devotee. Narada Muni was so happy to see this form. But a Vaishnava wants to share his or her happiness with everyone. Srila Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan, in Seva Kunj. Today in Vrindavan, there's a walled-off area called Seva Kunj. But actually, that whole area where Radha Damodar Temple is, where Krishna's Ras Leela takes place, it's a very holy place. Prabhupada was living there, immersed in the highest pleasures of spiritual love. But he left, went on Jaladuta, New York City, then traveled around the world between 12 and 13 times, sharing that love. Because Krishna is most pleased when we share his love and repeat his message to others. That is Narada Muni. In fact, Prabhupada is in disciplic succession of Narada Muni. And so are we. So, Narada Muni, he said, "I want so that anyone could come to see this darshan and get your divine love." So Lord Jagannath said that yes, in Nilachala, not far from Bhubaneswar, in Nilachala, I will reside in this form with my brother and sister. And anyone who comes and sees me and prays to me and chants my names with faith, I will give them my love. When King Prataparuja heard this story from Narada Muni,
he was very, very blissful.
They were not unfinished deities. They are the perfect deities, perfectly representing Krishna's spiritual ecstasies in separation from Vrindavan. And as part of the installation, King Indrajumana made three beautiful chariots, one for Baladev, Subhadra, and Jagannath, to bring them from the Snanvedi, where they performed the Abhishekam, to their new temple. That was the first Ratha Yatra in Sri Jagannath Puri. And that festival has been celebrated since that time. And about 500 years ago, Krishna, who appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially made his residence in Puri because of Lord Jagannath. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but his mother and all the other devotees of Navadvip and Shantipur, they requested, Vrindavan is so far from Navadvip. We'll never hear of your welfare if you go there. But devotees from Navadvip are regularly going to Puri. And the same Krishna that is in Vrindavan is living as Jagannath in Puri, so please make that your base. So to please his devotees, he went there. But there's a very deep reason he went there. Of course, pleasing his devotees is very deep, but there is an esoteric message that is revealed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ratiyatra represents one of the deepest pastimes that have ever been revealed in the holy scriptures. After Lord Krishna was residing in Dwarka for so many years, first Mathura and then to Dwarka, the residents of Vrindavan were in so much separation of love. They received a message from Krishna that he would be going to Kurukshetra for the solar eclipse and invited the Vrijavasis to come to meet him there. After a long time. Just a few weeks ago, I had the good fortune of being in Kurukshetra. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he built a Gaudiya Math at the very place where Krishna met the residents of Vrindavan, on the banks of what is now Brahma Srovar. When Krishna met Nanda Yashoda, his queens were there, his armies were there, Vasudev Devaki was there. And cowherd boys, gopis, they all met together. But Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends, although they were so happy to see Krishna again, there was some very, very deep emotions in their heart. Where is his peacock feather? And where is the gunjamala? And where is your simple attire as a cowherd boy? Now he's wearing a crown, armor, and the royal opulent robes of a prince. We don't like to see you like this. We want to see you holding your flute on the banks of the Yamuna, surrounded by cows and gopas and kadamba trees and singing birds. Here you're surrounded by soldiers and royal queens and chariots with horses and elephants and the rattling of all of these sounds. We want to take you back to Vrindavan. So in her heart, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, their emotion, they made three chariots and put Krishna Balaram and Subhadra on these chariots and pulled them with the ropes of their affection back to Vrindavan. It was that meditation of the gopis that is the origin of Ratha Yatra. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So he especially was very, very fond of the Ratha Yatra. Jagannath Temple represents Krishna's Dwarka Lila that he manifested in Kurukshetra. And Gundicha represents Vrindavan. And taking Krishna from Jagannath from on his chariots from Jagannath Temple to Gundicha is the gopis longing to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explained that Vrindavan is our heart. If Krishna is in our heart. Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. And Krishna is non-different than his name, non-different than his deity form, non-different than remembering him with love and devotion. So wherever we are remembering Krishna in a service attitude of devotion, that our heart becomes Vrindavan. So Prabhupada, in one Ratha Yatra lecture, he explained this whole story very simple. I'm giving long story, but Prabhupada's so expert, he can tell everything in its essence in one line. Would you like to hear? Prabhupada said, Ratha Yatra is the festival of bringing Krishna back into our heart. Now in Puri, Jagannath's chariot, how many of you have seen? Please raise hand. It's very towering high. I think it has 16 wheels. Each wheel is bigger than any of us. Hundreds of people could be standing on it at the same time, and Jagannath's eyes are above them all. And Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to establish this Ratha Yatra all over the world. It was his dream. Because only certain people are allowed in the temple. Ratha Yatra is the day of great mercy, where Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra come out to give their darshan to everyone and anyone without discrimination and to reciprocate with our love. So Prabhupada wanted that mercy to be shared. So he first established Ratha Yatra in San Francisco, and he named it New Jagannath Puri. And the first Ratha Yatra was in, and they put Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra on the back of a pickup truck. And they rode down the street, and all they knew how to, they made chapatis without much ghee or anything on it. And they just distributed dried chapatis to everyone. And everyone was very happy. This is in the streets of one of the most affluent cities of America. And Prabhupada then inspired one of his dearmost disciples, Jayananda Prabhu, to build a chariot, a small replica of what is in Puri. Prabhupada gave him some photo of the chariots in Puri, and Jayananda Prabhu made a version that was that would fit in the streets of America. Because the chariot in Puri is bigger than all the streets. Impossible. And he made it with steering wheels and brakes and everything. So it would actually be practical. And Prabhupada was so happy. And he went to that Rath Yatra and was so happy. And gradually, by Prabhupada's inspiration, almost every major city in the world, beautiful Rath Yatras. At Bhaktivedanta Hospital, the devotees there, so deeply concerned with giving Krishna's love, Krishna's mercy to everyone that comes. Every day, 365 days a year, as far as I understand, they have a Rath Yatra at Jagannath, at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, where they have a small chariot, something, this is it. This is the chariot. This chariot goes to every bed of every room of every patient. Huh? Same Jagannath Baladev Subhadra also. Every bed, every room. And devotees have a little kirtan, a few devotees in the spiritual care department. And they give every patient charanamrit, mahaprasad, and some flowers to offer Jagannath. And darshan. Something very, very special. I know some of my god brothers and god sisters, when they come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital, because they're used to hospitals in the West, which are very like hospitals in India, very miserable places to be. Miserable places to be. And it's very official, and what can I say? And then they hear a kirtan coming. Of course, they're hearing Prabhupada singing or doing lectures 24 hours a day. But then they hear a kirtan in the hallway. And in comes Jagannath's chariot. Baladev, Subhadra, Jagannath. And devotees offering charanamrit, giving flowers for them to offer. Mahaprasad. It's inconceivable. One of the highlight experiences of many devotees' lives is seeing this Rath Yatra in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So that chariot has now come under the inspiration of Palika Mataji and her garland-making team of Vaishnavis. It was their inspiration and their longing to have this Rath Yatra festival. I'm so proud of you. Palika Mataji is always thinking of amazing ways of devotional service to please the Vaishnavas. And having Rath Yatra for all ladies is very special. Very nice. You are all. Actually, the original katha, which inspired Rath Yatra, was all ladies. Huh? And the. Yes, this is historical. And also the original festival of Rath Yatra began with the king of Avanti sweeping the streets. And we had Avanti sweeping our streets. And the concept of Ratha Yatra was the gopis bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. So I think if we have this festival every year, then many of the men of our congregation will pray to take birth as ladies. So that they can intimately participate in this historical festival. Thank you very much. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mayi Ki Jai. Go Premanandi.